Sergio Contreras, president of the Rio Grande Valley Partnership, the region's Chamber of Commerce, says much of the business in his region has already slowed down, anticipating what could be the end of the almost 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
Right now, there has been certain entities that have stalled or slowed their investment until there is certainty on an international agreement.
Contreras says NAFTA has been an essential factor in efforts to grow business not only in the Rio Grande Valley, but also throughout the entire state. The international agreement was created during the Clinton administration to eliminate barriers to trade and investment between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. According to the U.S. Commerce Department, 40% or $90 billion of goods Texas businesses export go to Mexico. Texas refineries also receive heavy crude oil from Canadian pipelines. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Laredo, is one of many Texas lawmakers on Capitol Hill monitoring the ongoing negotiations. Mexican and Canadian officials ask him to help convince President Donald Trump and White House negotiators not to pull out of the NAFTA agreement.
They'll tell you they're starting to get worried that President Trump might just go ahead and file the notice to withdraw.
This week's meeting between Canada, Mexico, and the United States marks the sixth round of trade talks since President Trump threatened last year to walk away from the agreement if he didn't achieve a better deal for the U.S. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.